good morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking with you on your walk with Christ. Today is January the 21st, 2021. Well, we've been discussing blessings this week, and today the blessing we want to consider is the blessing of knowledge. Yesterday, I began reading Knowing God by J.I. Packer, and Dever says, Mark Dever, pastor of Capitol Hill Baptist Church in Washington, D.C., says that it is the book that he has read most often other than the Scriptures. In the first chapter of this book, Packer discusses the study of God and meditating upon Him. So I made mention of Dever to say this is a book that's impactful for many. Millions of copies sold. But in the first chapter, Packer discusses the study of God and meditating upon Him. Packer discusses how the psalmist desired to know God and to seek Him with his whole heart. His desire was not just a knowledge of God, just for the sake of having the knowledge, but a desire to know Him so that he could enjoy God Himself. Knowledge concerning God is the way to enjoy Him. Packer quotes and discusses the psalmist in Psalm 119, where the psalmist says this, "Blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep His testimonies and that seek Him with the whole heart." Down to verse number 5. "Oh, that my ways were directed to keep Thy statutes." So Packer is talking about the psalmist's knowledge of God. And the reason the psalmist desired to know God is because the one who is blessed is the one who walks according to His testimonies, seeking Him with our whole heart. So when you seek the Lord with your whole heart through knowledge of Him, it will lead you to the path of blessing. This one will be blessed because when he walks according to God's ways, he will be blameless. So knowing God will lead us to obedience, the place of blessing. So we are in the place of blessing because we learn to be led by God. Packer goes on to explain the necessity of meditating upon the things of God. It is in contemplating God that we begin to think of who God is and how that applies to our lives. When we contemplate our knowledge of God, we learn more of who He is. It will lead us to the place of prayer and praise. So when we contemplate our knowledge of God, it will lead us to the place of prayer and praise. You know, as I thought about that, I thought about how much a part meditating upon God has had in my own Christian life. It is one of the things that has just happened naturally for me is I just find myself thinking about God. And I can remember the impact that the contemplation of God has had in my life. Sometimes the contemplation of God has simply been to sit in a garden and thinking about creation. One of my favorite things to do is either sit outside and look at the sky or sit in my garden and look at the garden as it is growing. I really enjoy gardening because I get to see things grow. But anyway, just as you sit and think about a creation and you contemplate the God of creation and you know, quickly your mind is filled with awe. It's just thinking about the variety of plants and all that has to take place in order for those plants to grow. And then to think about the dependence that each aspect of creation has on one another. Think of how the plants depend upon the bees for pollination and the rain and the sun and sometimes different plants depend on one another. You know, one plant can provide something that another plant needs, like beans will draw nitrogen out of the air and put it into the corn for the corn to grow and different things like that. You know, it's just your mind begins to be filled with all how that God orchestrated all of that. And then there's a hawk that flies behind my house, and he just kind of coasts on the wind streams. And sometimes I sit and watch him float and just think about that hawk and his wing design and how that he has to rarely flap, but he can float upon the winds. And again, as you consider all of those things, as you hear that hawk's cry, you're just, again, filled with awe as you think about God who designed all of the intricate aspects of creation. Another place where my contemplation of God has caused my heart to be filled with blessings is the fact that He's eternal. Try to stop and consider that God is eternal. Think that His decrees are eternal. Think how that God has known all of His works from the beginning. And I've often tried to stop and consider all of these events. Then try to think about all the events that had to take place in order for you to be born. You see, it was no accident that Doug and Dorothy Campbell would meet that day at Robertson's store. I guess I should say Doug Campbell and Dorothy Jackson. It was the plan of God from the beginning of time. Think of all that had to happen, all the people that had to meet, and all the children that had to be born in order so that I could be born. Just try to contemplate all of that, from Adam and Eve to Doug and Dorothy coming together. Wow. Try to consider, if you would, also that God knows all things. Think how that God is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. He discerns the top thoughts and intents of every person. Now, you know, sometimes my own thoughts are too much for me to consider, but God considers them all. God is infinite. His ways past finding out. He is too great a God for us to even consider. We will never know all there is to know about Him. We've only begun to scratch the surface of all that God is. We only know what God has revealed to us. Yet Packer encourages us in his book to seek to know God. The more we seek Him, the more we will know Him. The more we know Him, the more we will be in the place of blessing, because we will seek to please Him. And the more we seek to please Him, the more we know Him, the more we will be led by Him. Knowledge of God is blessed. And I pray today that you will seek Him with your whole heart and seek a greater knowledge of God. Let's pray. Today, Lord, we come to you in prayer to thank you for who you are. God, we are thankful that you have chosen to reveal yourself to us in your word. I pray, Lord, that your people would seek you more, even with our whole heart. I pray that you would fill their hearts with awe as they consider who you are. Thank you that you have revealed to us your mercy and that it is new every morning. I pray that we will enjoy your mercy by displaying it to others. Lord, it is a joy to know you. Help us to enjoy the blessing of being a child of God today. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Until tomorrow, Brother Mark, signing off.